Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's some legitimate long speed and juice and quickness. So he's got a pretty complete skill set. Maybe not a take the top off, you know, the defense type of wide receiver. He's not a true burner vertically, but like the quick twitch stuff and the ability to kind of open up when he gets going. Those traits exist for sure, and they blend really well with that size and frame I mentioned at the top.
Check out today's Extra Point show for more on Keon Coleman. Brendan Sinone, 24/7 Sports, talking there about Coleman. Use the Audacy app for anything you missed, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. Or find somebody who tape records these shows, and then maybe that's easier for you to look someone up, borrow from them, and listen to them on cassette. Somebody still doing that? Is one person still doing that? Would they ever have been doing that?
Ever, yes. Currently, I'm going to go with no.
If I had been like, and I was, by the way, like 12 years old when you were on, I would have probably taped you.
Wow.
I probably would have been doing that.
I hope somebody did that.
I taped play-by-play.
I'm like a big boombox.
And then I would erase around the highlights and try to like, or get a second tape recorder and tape over, like record over to the new tape just the highlights. I would do this for the Mets and for the Sabres and for the Bills and the Leafs sometimes too. I always love Joe Bowen, who's still going strong in Toronto. So yeah, there's that little insight into me.
Had a lot of friends as a kid, didn't you?
No, and I also did not need to just refill my coffee, by the way. But that happened. 803-0550. Steve is next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hope everything's going well.
Thanks. You too.
I think the draft is what it is. I think they were looking at their salary cap. They knew it was going to be rough. To what extent they thought this thing with Diggs might come to a head. But I think once that happened, they're looking at this year not as a full a full court press to get to the championship. They're a little bit of taking the medicine. They're going to try to refill players. Mm-hmm. If someone big gets hurt, I don't see them going out in free agency or wherever trying to sign it like they did last year, trying to get Rasul Douglas. And what I hope is that all these guys they draft make the roster. I'd rather have one of these kids on the roster for 4 years and learn how to play than them sign an experienced offensive lineman for 1 year, and then the guy's gone. And, if the center turns into a starting center, if these other guys turn to reliable backups this year, and then next year Bean is, he's stockpiling salary cap and picks, I want him to win. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's kind of a soft reset this year. And, people are pissed about the Worthy pick. I understand it, but I think I'm okay with Keon Coleman and the defensive back we got versus Worthy and, the guy they got in the fourth round at safety or something. So thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Appreciate that, Steve. I have pushed back on this concept of soft rebuild, just, you know, take your medicine. Mike used that phrasing one day last week or the week before, and I remember like, I sort of said, like, no, this is not the time for that. I've got this quarterback, and no, that's not how you do it. I don't have to be right about that opinion. It's mostly just wanting to hold them, you know, I want them to be competitive. I want them to be as great as they can be. Josh Allen's prime is not going to last forever. But the reality is, you might be more right than me about it. That might be their overarching view of it. It's like, we'll just take, you know, kind of how it sounded in Kansas City 2 years ago when they traded Hill. We're not going to touch Mahomes' contract. We'll just sort of eat it this year and get through it. And, you know, they won the Super Bowl anyways. So
it's so annoying.
It really is. Maybe you can do that too. I don't know. But I am. If Brandon Bean is being completely honest and there isn't a big wide receiver trade coming, I am blown away that they did the Diggs thing. Because the only thing that helped me make peace or make sense of that when it happened was, here comes the other shoe. How big is the shoe? Is it a work boot or is it a tiny little high heel? Something's going to happen here. More than just drafting one receiver in the second round of the draft. And it never came. And here we are. We're through the draft. And Bean is talking like, my team is on the floor, at least as far as receiver goes. And I'm blown away by that. And it does lend itself to how Steve was talking. That it's just sort of, you know, just sort of tread water. They're never going to say they're not trying to be as great as they can be. But what were their actions? He even said they didn't try to move up at all.
Yes. There's just, you know, listen to the caller, right? If the fifth round pick center is good, and if it's really not the second round pick you'd want, if you wanted to get specific with the Chiefs trade, it would be the third round pick. That's what that's who they got in the trade, you know, that pick. If there are more ifs than before, because for the last 2 or 3 years, the ifs were if they can win in the playoffs against them. Like it's not so much what they need to do to the roster. It's just, can they win the game? But this, for the first time in years, is we're hoping that day three picks turn out. Like, that is just not what this has sounded like. And I don't want to apologize for this, but the Bills can't change the conversation for at least 4.5 months. Nothing will happen. They could do something else to the roster. They can't. They don't get to play games for that long. So until then, you just kind of have, the first thing the caller said was, is what it is. That's right. It's just talk, conversation, expectations, all of that, projections, all of that. That's what it is. But it doesn't feel great compared to, I do not, for one, want to try to talk myself into, let's hope that, what is even the guy's name from the fifth round?
Cedric Van Pran Granger.
That's a lot of names.
Center from Georgia.
That's a lot of name. Turns into a great player. You know, that's not likely. When you're good, it's even less likely because you don't have as many openings, as much room for somebody to come out of nowhere and make the roster and start and matter. On a bad team, that would be more likely to happen. Anyway, Eric is next. Hi, Eric.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Listen to you guys every day on the way home. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Couple things. You know, I think that we're really missing the point here with the whole Coleman thing. Honestly, I think we're getting really weighed down with the narrative from the national media about Coleman being slow. His time was a 4.61. That's faster than Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald, Anquan Boldin. His gauntlet drill is faster. He was the third fastest time as a wide receiver last year. Xavier Worthy had a case of a drop last year at Texas. But outside of that, I think the Bills did a great job. I mean, we have 2 twos next year. We have 2 fours. We got Coleman. We're forgetting about Kincaid as a first round pick last year. He's going to get a ton of extra targets. And let's not forget, I mean, there's going to be guys who are going to be cut as we move on. There's going to be deals to be had. I mean, Zay Jones just became available. He's a solid, dependable receiver. Guys like Cortland Sutton will probably become available as teams want to move on from other receivers. I don't think this is like a, you know, the media is going to want to make it the Bills versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs really, they tricked us. They fooled us. Xavier Worthy is the next coming of, you know, Henry Ruggs. I don't know. I mean, he's fast, but you got to be able to get there. And, you know, we want a burner. But last year, defense took that away from Davis and Diggs. So having a guy who can really make up speed and have fast twitch like Keon Coleman, I mean, and he's the cookie monster. You got to love him. So, I mean, this is exciting. I'm, as a Bills fan, I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I'll wait to hear you guys talk about, you know, the prospects we have, like a Zay Jones or Cortland Sutton. But I don't want those big guys like Ayuk or Higgins either. Those, we don't need to spend money on those guys. We have a roster that's going to win now.
Well, this is definitely what Go Bills sounds like. I mean, this is every point, right, from the PR guide about guys who ran this 4.6. I mean, Hall of Famers. I don't want to live my life leaning on outliers, but sure, Jerry Rice in the 1985 draft, the best ever. Okay. I mean, that's, these are outlier examples. Not everything you said was. Anything can work, right? I mean, that's always true. You can be optimistic.
Sure. I'm listening. I you know, it could all work.
Zay Jones is not interesting to me, really. He's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah, yes.
It's not the worst idea, but
I feel like every receiver I have besides Keon Coleman could be Zay Jones.
Like, yeah, like it's just more sort of leftovers.
Like, oh, this guy's all right. He's caught some balls in the league. I got to throw him on the pile with all the other guys that I, you know, we already talked about here to an extent. He's accomplished more than those guys, Isabella or even Hamler, whatever. I don't know. Maybe don't take Bean's word for it that they're done. If you want, like, there will be, like the callers suggesting, there'll be guys in the spring and summer later on, and maybe they'll get a look at their team when they get on the field and realize that they're missing something. I don't know. It's just starting to feel like the caller Steve really is kind of, I don't want to say he's in my head. I think I have been trying to fend that idea off, that it's sort of a pause button year. Because I don't think you should take pause button years when Josh Allen is your quarterback. And they chose to move Diggs. That was their choice. I don't know to what extent he gave them no choice, but you always have a choice. And the Bills decided to do that, and there isn't a corresponding big move. And I'm feeling like that's the first real credible sign that they're just sort of, you know, we had at some point here, we had to kind of hunker down, and this is hunker down. I don't know. I mean, I hope it works.
Every segment is going to end up with, I hope it works. It could be wrong. Anything can work. Every single one. Like, okay. Cringing a little bit. We'll come back and try it again. 803-0550 for you to join us. I'm not sure Bulldog has checked out the names of the Derby horses yet. There's a lot to say.
I did, actually.
About that list.
I looked at the whole list.
Some good names, some better names.
I don't remember any of them, but nothing jumped out. I was looking for one that would jump out at me like, bet me, and that didn't happen.
Sierra Leone is one.
Yeah.
One of the favorites, yeah. Sierra Leone.
Oh, they might win.
Country.
I'm not going to bet on that.
Country in West Africa, Sierra Leone. I wonder if he has ties to the area, this horse. So, yeah, we can mix it up. We don't only have to talk about the draft. 803-0550.
I was mixing it up.
Just enough, you know, it's one thing. Yeah, sports,
good.
Anyway.
Good job.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.